A few local schools had received donations from the national government and from charities, but Ikeo dismissed these as pitiful. A few tents and some corrugated iron sheets for building classrooms. When Ikeo went to the Ministry of Education in Nairobi at the start of 2021, the records showed that each of the secondary schools around Lake Baringo had been allocated 10 million shillings, £67,000, and the primary schools 4 million shillings, £27,000 each. The officer I was talking to said the money had been sent, Ikeo said. On the ground, these schools knew nothing about the money. Some financial assistance arrived months after I visited, but more than a year after the schools were flooded. The next day, Ikeo and I set out to visit some of the schools that had relocated. At Ngambo Primary School, whose student population had dropped down to 40 children from a pre-pandemic high of 500, classes were underway beneath the shade of trees and in two white Red Cross tents. Outside one tent was the staff room, a bench where teachers sat, grading exam papers. In one outdoor class, a teacher took his pupils through some English grammar. Today's lesson was capital letters. Around the children, goats walked in the dust. Mr. Pakolo, the head teacher, told me that what used to be the school's classrooms were now submerged 9 miles away. He told the children to put on their face masks. We were in the middle of a pandemic after all. A few hours later, I visited the old site of another school, Silabani Secondary. Here the lake had receded a bit, so we could explore. A group of children, who were not students at the school, led me, as well as the principal of the school and his deputy, through the floating water hyacinth that was everywhere in the compound. We walked past hippopotamus footprints and stepped onto an elevated room that used to be the classroom for Form 2. Before us was the lake. Pelicans, white and hungry, waded in the water. The principal, Moses Kilimo, pointed out what used to be a boys' dormitory, now barely visible across the water. Behind it was the school farm, where 2 hectares of maize grown to feed the students was underwater.